Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. I'm Christina Ray, and today I want to talk about what's in and what's out for 2024. It's the start of a new year, and personally in my life, there's a lot of new things coming in and a lot that I'm ready to get rid of, ready to throw out. So there's this trend right now going around on social media where people are listing all the things that they want to call in for their life and all the things that they're ready to release, ready to let out. So as you hear me go through my list, maybe you can start thinking about what is that you want to bring in style, to bring in, to call into your life, and what are you ready to release? What is out for the season of 2024? Think about that for a little bit and call that in. So let's begin with a little lifestyle trend in sustainable living, out, fast fashion. This has been something that I've been personally involved in since I was living in New York City 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I started my company back then, and I started my sustainable living journey. But it's definitely still growing, and a lot of more people are now, it's just becoming a norm for them to live sustainably. So there's a growing emphasis on sustainability and eco-friendly practices all throughout the daily life. So using less plastic, minimizing the amount of meat that you eat, recycling properly, and going into as well the clothes that you wear, buying slow fashion, sustainable fashion, and really overall just becoming more aware of your footprint on the planet and how you can minimize that carbon footprint to live more sustainable life. And a lot more people are interested in this, particularly younger generations. And this is great news for the future of our planet and future generations to come. Out is fast fashion. And this has been happening for a while, that people have been really demanding that fast fashion brands do better. And there's a big shift away from fast fashion and a rise of ethical and sustainable fashion choices. So my whole time in New York was devoted to sustainable fashion and to really raising awareness around the dangers around fast fashion for our planet, for people working in that industry. So brands like Zara, there's a lot of new brands now like Shein. And these brands, while they're really affordable and actually really cute, they really have a big carbon footprint on our planet, and they're constantly pumping out clothes. And it's just not good for our environment. It's not good for the world. And it doesn't really have good energy when you're wearing it because of that. So that's what's in and out for lifestyles trends. Next in for my life, regulating your nervous system. Out, pharmaceuticals, pills, easy fixes. So I've been calling this in for a while, and regulating your nervous system, there's so many ways now that we can do it. Breathwork, dancing, singing, vocal activations, meditation, movement, yoga, whatever it is for you, finding a way to find your peace in your personal chaos, to find your peace daily, rituals, things to really calm your nervous system in those moments where you're feeling very reactive. Maybe you're feeling anxious and stressed. And out are the pharmaceuticals. I used to be prescribed a million different pills to deal with my anxiety, to deal with my stress. There's a lot of people that are on a lot of medications right now, and I say that is out. I am totally for medication as well, for science, if that is what you need. Personally, there's still some medications that I have to take due to the epilepsy that I developed from taking pharmaceuticals, might I add that though. So I do say science is good, and if it is what you need, it is what you need. But personally, what I'm saying is if you can, regulate your nervous system, do the work, do some breath work, find some practices that might be a little bit of a long-term plan to actually work on yourself rather than the pharmaceuticals, the pills, the easy fixes, and the thing that doctor says that might make you feel better. But in the end, sometimes makes you feel a lot worse in the long-term. Like in my case, where I ended up feeling like a freaking zombie, losing my mind, these pills, losing myself, losing my creativity, losing my days. So that's why I gotta say, in regulating your nervous system, out pharmaceuticals. Next up, in mindfulness and mental health, websites, apps, live and on-demand streaming classes, out is extreme diets. So obviously, I am totally in for these kinds of on-demand practices. I have rayrituals.com where I have live and on-demand practices, a lot of breath work that I deliver, rituals myself. And now we have this year introducing a lot of female practitioners that are guiding all sorts of rituals, yoga, meditation, breath work, even some art rituals, getting creative. And this is totally in. This is a fabulous way to deal with your mental health, to come to a place of peace, to regulate your nervous system, to find your peace in the chaos. And out is extreme diets. There is a move towards balanced and sustainable approaches to health and nutrition, to dealing with your mental health as well. A lot of people had had these fad diets previously, these diets that really actually pull you more disconnected from your body. And what we're looking to do is to become more connected with your body. You don't want to punish yourself, but you want to work with yourself. So I think out are the extreme diets. Out is cutting carbs, cutting this, cutting sugars, saying no to everything. And in is intuitive eating. In is connecting to your mind, to your body, doing a daily breathwork practice and asking yourself, what is it that you need? What is it that will make you feel the best rather than that masculine, intense energy of demanding this from your body and punishing yourself, moving more into the flow? Next, in non-alcoholic spirits like ghee, psychedelic water, seed lip, these are some of my favorites, adaptogens, mushrooms, getting sober curious, going California sober even. That is in right now. Out is drinking. Going out, drinking, blacking out. It's just not cute anymore. And we aren't into it anymore. So I say in is getting a little sober curious if you're not sober already. Trying out these non-alcoholic spirits and finding things that make you feel good today and tomorrow when you wake up. A lot of these non-alcoholic spirits actually have things like kava, adaptogens in them, different types of mushrooms. So they actually make you feel euphoric and they're good for you and they make you feel good now and later. California Sober is actually a movement of people who have given up alcohol and have given up drugs, but they still are connecting to plants like marijuana and smoking. So I think there's a whole group of people that are in that space right now. And I say, go for it. As long as it feels good to you, then that's all that matters. It's your journey. But out is drinking, getting blackouts, and poisoning yourself. It's just not cute anymore, as I said. So that's what's in and what's out in that space. Next up, in remote and flexible work, feminine flow and soft girl era, we are in a new space right now, and out is the girl boss culture, stress, overworking yourself. It's a changing landscape of traditional office cultures. We are done with killing ourselves with worry, with stress, with overthinking, with the hustle culture. And we're moving into the soft girl space where you can still flow and make money and work with the universe to call in and attract, become magnetic, call in and attract all the things that you want in your life, manifestation. And yes, you work for it, but you're not going to lose your mind for it. You're not going to lose your mental health for it. You're not going to lose your body over it either. Next up, in diversity and inclusion initiatives, it is very important. These are not just buzzwords, but it's very important for us to drive progress and to foster innovation, to create harmonious and thriving societies. We need to continue the conversation around diversity and actually create initiatives in our businesses, in our lives, in our work cultures. So embracing diversity is not only a moral imperative, but also it's a strategic and practical necessity for building a better future. Out is cancel culture. There is a lot of different opinions on cancel culture. And for a long time, this was in. It was in to just cancel people. But I think this has caused a lot of problems because people are afraid to speak their mind now. And in our society right now, there's so many hot topics, so many things that we need people to speak up. We need people to use their voice. So I just don't believe in canceling people at all. You never know if you have the right information. It's always secondhand information. There's always so many stories being passed around. And it's just not fair that some people have gotten canceled and you don't even necessarily know if it's true what has happened or if the story has been changed. So I don't believe in cancel culture. I believe in speaking your truth, using your voice, listening to different people's opinions, having compassion and empathy. In trusting your intuition and out people pleasing. Done are the days of listening to other people's opinions and just being guided and trying to please, trying to make people like you. And here to stay are the days of taking a moment, taking a pause, taking a breath, connecting back to your body and asking yourself, what is it that I need? What is it that will make me feel good in this moment? Meditating, coming back to a space of mindfulness, going outside in nature and being guided by nothing else but yourself, finding that voice and letting go of all of the other voices and letting go of the need to make other people happy, to make other people approve of what you're doing. Asking for permission. Stop asking for permission this year and start doing. Do you, be you, and don't ask anyone for permission. Make your own rules. And I guarantee it's going to be a great year for you. Last one up. In. Progressive partnerships out. Attachment. So this one is very personal to me, of course, as all of them are. But I believe that in is a partnership where you can really work to trust each other, where you want to be with someone rather than need to be with someone. A partnership that's fostered on being open, communicating, respect, not owning each other, not needing to be with each other all the time, an innovative, progressive dynamic, and also figuring out what that means for you and the partner and not letting yourself or your relationship be compared to what are the norms, what's on TV, what's on the media, and what you think you're supposed to be. But feeling in, again, to your intuition and to the heart of the relationship and the partnership, and it being just that, a partnership. Developing a partnership that works for you. Letting go of all of the norms, the rules, the institutions, and developing something unique and something special. And again, not asking for anyone's opinion or anyone's permission. But feeling in to what feels good for you, for your partner, and for the connection. Out is attachment. This is something I've been practicing constantly. Yes, in connections with people, but also in many aspects of life. But it should definitely be applied, most importantly, to connections with other people. With attachment comes a lot of suffering. With attachment comes this idea of ownership, of need. And the energy is very low energy. And certain institutions and systems that we have around relationships in our society, like marriage, like even a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, they come with a certain stigma and role of, well, this is what you're supposed to be like in a relationship. Well, when you're dating someone, maybe you shouldn't be talking to that other person, or everyone has their own norms too, developed on how they grew up and maybe what they saw on TV, what they've seen on social media. So then you meet with somebody and you don't ever really have that opportunity to sit together and say, what is our norms? What are our rules? What feels good for you? What feels good to me? And let's get rid of all the rest of the opinions and the noise. If it was just you and me, we were children right now, what would we say to each other? Letting go even of the traditional gender roles, of the jealousy, then what is there? Usually at the heart of that, you will find something so beautiful and free. And I believe that true love is fostered in the absence of attachment, because true love really is wanting the other person to be happy with or without you. And therefore, you cannot have attachment and true love. So that's what's in and out, folks, for the year for me. I'm curious to know what's in and out for you. What am I missing from this list? Just to summarize, this is what we've been through. In, sustainable living. Out, fast fashion. In, regulating your nervous system. Out, pharmaceuticals and easy fixes. In, mindfulness, mental health, websites, apps, live and on demand, Ray rituals. Out, extreme diets. In, non-alcoholic spirits, adaptogens, mushrooms, sober curious, California sober. Out, drinking, heavy drinking, blacking out. It ain't cute. In, remote, flexible work, feminine flow, soft girl era. Out, girl boss culture, stress, overworking. In, diversity and inclusion initiatives. Out, cancel culture. In, trusting your intuition. Out, people pleasing. In, progressive partnerships. Out, attachment. This is a year of change. It's time to call it all in, my loves. Call it in. Embrace the changes that are coming in 2024. Release what no longer serves you. Breathe into that. Feel it. It's going to be a beautiful year. Thank you for hanging with me, for going through what's in and what's out, what's currently alive in my life. I hope it resonates with you. And I'm curious to know what is in and out in your life. So please share, DM me at Christina Ray Almeida. Send me a message. Would love to connect. Thanks for tuning in and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Sending love and have a beautiful year.